holiday for us. It is a homecoming day, and this is really special for those who have been here all their life. It's special for those who have joined since then, or those who may be visiting with us today. The psalmist says that the sparrow, the birds, even the sparrow itself builds its nest. It raises its children at the altar. And to us, that altar is also something special. That for decades, it's been an important part of this church where people have been healed and delivered and met Jesus. Where families have reconciled. And if it is important for the sparrow, it is important for us. So today we will make our home at the altar. We will gather together as one, and we will glorify the Lord today as we gather to worship Him. Let us prepare our hearts in worship today. And I'm going to sing a song. I would encourage you to sing with your heart or sing out loud. We typically to death. It is page 2016 in the Faith We Sing, but I think most of you will know this song. Let us sing and prepare our hearts for worship. Father, we love you, we praise you, we adore you, glorify thy name in all.
Call to worship is sing alleluia to the Lord. Let's stand and sing together. Oh, okay, that's all right. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. The hymn of praise, God of the Ages, 698. Welcome to Walnut Grove Methodist Church. We are delighted to see you here. I'm not isolating on any faces yet, but I can tell we have a slightly larger crowd than normal. So that's great, and we're glad to have you here. And we are a little bit of old and a little bit of new and a lot from there to here. So we welcome you, and we're grateful to each one of you. If this is your first day here, you found your home.
Yes.
We've got plenty of empty spaces and a lot of pews. We encourage you to go back and tell someone what you encountered here in our midst today. We are enjoying a revival of our love for Jesus. We are enjoying a renewal of our passion for Him and also of His presence in our midst. So let's take a minute and do what we do, which is offer our words of testimony and praise, offer glory to God. Because there's always someone who needs to hear that and be encouraged. Who has a word of encouragement? Jason?
Well, when the Lord starts saying appendix to you, you should listen.
I'll tell you
when
what.
He says it to you 44 times, you should really listen.
Is that right? I didn't quite get that part of the story, but I know he was ringing your bell. We're very grateful, though. I mean, you got on a fast track in a hurry.
Yeah.
before midnight that same evening, you had an appendectomy, and then before daylight, you were home.
Yeah. Nothing like regional service.
Yeah. Well, what I heard was all he needed was three finger holes like a bowling ball.
Well, if you want the roads fixed, just find a politician that just had surgery and they can drive down 56.
Words of praise, testimony? Yes, ma'am.
I want to speak about the power of prayer.
Amen.
The prayer that God answers in His way, in His time, is mind-blowing. I've got my husband. I just answered prayer for my own life, my sister,
yes,
all of the loved ones that we have. And I was thinking, even to the fact of Marion who passes on, that was an answered prayer in a way. That was God's answer. And we don't understand it, but praise the Lord for
Amen.
It.
God provides His answer,
yes,
to our prayer.
Yes.
And sometimes it's exquisite and beautiful, and other times it doesn't seem so beautiful, but it's always exquisitely right. And so, praise the Lord. Thank you for that. In other words, let's stir our faith up this morning. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for family this morning. We've had an old-fashioned pew pass.
You got a pew full this morning.
Four of our parents, six kids are here, and the others are
they're somewhere else.
Where
yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
So I'm sure our mom and dad are smiling down.
Praise the Lord. Others? Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for my church family.
Amen. We're thankful for you. Others? John?
That high school couldn't hold handle me and Jason all the time. He called me up and said, I love you so much, I'm moving in with you. So I get ready to leave.
I see how fast you got out of there. Now,
I think I beat him home.
Yeah, I think you did, actually.
I sure am glad that the good Lord was with both of us. Yeah. Giving us strength every day. Keep on pushing on.
Amen. Other words?
I have a praise.
Yes, sir.
The praise is we had 43 matched our record today.
All right.
And I think I missed a couple or three that was in the last Sunday, so we really broke the record, I think. So, you know, I'm part of Sunday school. Praise God.
Boys is going to write a few names in. All right. Other words of testimony. I see an awful lot of fanning going on. Is it time to start moving the air down? Is it that time of the fall? Okay. I get it. All right, Joy, if you don't mind. Well, would you please move the thermometer? I don't know what you call it, or I'd say it.
Thermostat.
Please. Thank you. I mentioned who I'm grateful for? Try 71 and see what happens. All right, who else? Eric?
Thankful for friends.
Yeah.
Hay bale this week.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for air conditioning, and I don't want to take it for granted. A lot
of homecomings were spent without any kind of air conditioning whatsoever. That's right.
The window's open.
You know, the window's open. Jenny.
God is good.
All the time. Amen. Now, y'all are in that window, so I can't see who you are. That's Jake?
Jake.
What did he say? What did he say? Uncle Bo is here. Hey, Bo. Well, we wouldn't want to embarrass you, would we?
And Uncle Bo's babysitter many years is here.
That might explain a few things. Praise the Lord. All right, God is so good. Other praises? Well, we are celebrating 165 years. Allison? Small victories, amen. Is there any other kind? All right. Well, what about our prayer concerns? We've had a lot on our plate as far as praying goes. Of course, Butch Lancaster continues in the hospital. I think incrementally improving, although he's having some issues with breathing. But a runaway infection in his leg has been controlled and contained, I believe. So, is there any further update, Carol?
Temperature
went down. Okay, so he's improving.
Yeah, so he's holding up.
Yeah, and he's also kind of grumpy, which is a good sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Others? Kevin?
Continue to pray for Mother. She's doing well, considering what I saw in your leg, Al. But she's just still in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So she needs our prayers, especially for pain and courage.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Hooker is good enough to sit on her seat and warm it up this morning.
I'll be happy for her to put me out of a job.
He can't play the keys like Aiden, I'm sorry.
You get what you pay for.
Somebody, Emily. What'd she say?
Donna
Clark is in the hospital at this time.
No, she's home. She came home yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Anna. All right. Others?
Patty Hefner
is recovering after hip replacement surgery. Bailey?
My mom had a biopsy on her thyroid. She has two large places on there, so this way she was on the
thyroid. Okay, all right. And her first name's Joan, isn't it?
Joan
Wood. Okay. Others? Oh, Joy?
The family, my cousin, Darryl Robin, he passed. I prayed for healing, and the Lord healed him the way he thought. In Jesus' name.
Darryl Rowland was probably in the club I was in. It was an unofficial club, but the club where nobody ever guesses you'll be a preacher someday. And he was rose to be executive pastor at a large church and really served the Lord well, a variety of capacities, and went home to join the church victorious a couple days ago. So, somebody else? Mark?
I've got a friend of mine, Jeff Ford. As he's gotten older, he's suffering from many ailments, both mentally and physically.
Okay. We didn't get the name.
Jeff Ward.
Okay.
Jeff Ward.
Ward, I think is what they said. Others? John?
I've got a girl named Jennifer.
Jennifer, with a special need, with addiction. John's going to track her down today. Hope Mountain Ministries, baby. All right. Ready to pray? That's that. Joel Green? Okay. All right. Thank you, Jamie. Are we ready to pray? That's a lot. It's a privilege to pray. A lot of people wonder what on earth God meant when he called us to pray. But God intended from the very beginning to be in partnership with us, especially through the brokenness of the fall. When sin entered our condition, so did every kind of disease and disaster and accident. And he intends for us to work alongside of him in his work of redeeming the world and our bodies, our spirits. So it's an important work. We don't just while away the minutes while someone prays. Let's join with spirit to spirit before the throne of the Almighty God. Let's pray. Our Father, on this special day on our calendar, this homecoming Sunday, we lift our hearts in praise to you. God, to take a moment and cast our imaginations back across a mere 165 years. To see in our mind's eye the different assortments of people who have graced these pews. God, to think of our ancestors and those who went immediately before us, who made a good handoff, Lord, who were good stewards of your house, who served you all their faithful days. And God, today we give thanks. We celebrate their memory and we celebrate your presence in this community at Walnut Grove. God, we know that you have other congregations in this area, all very important. But you have called this congregation to serve a certain function, to serve functions that other churches, it wasn't their business to serve. And so we thank you, God, for a mission. We thank you for continued guidance. We thank you, Lord, for standing at the front of our column and guiding us, whether by day or by night. Lord, we know that our hearts are weary. We know we're tired. We have no intention of stopping. We're going to grow. We're going to stir our own hearts. We're going to take responsibility for our own growth by opening to your Holy Spirit, that you could grow a good harvest in us of the fruit of that Spirit, that you could equip us in our hearts and minds and in our lives with special gifting, that the body of Christ might be well equipped to minister to itself and to the world. God, we know that you have many things you want to join in prayer with us over today. Stir our spirits to hear those things, even as we have named these things before you now. Also, God, we ask that you hear us in our private space, where only you can hear our inner voice, and where you, Holy Spirit, transmit that to the Father through the Son. We ask you, God, to work in every situation your best good. We promise, Lord, to get our hearts and minds around your best good. And God, it pleases you to hear our special requests through prayer. And so we hold those yearning, believing hearts before you, asking to deal tenderly with us as you deal tenderly with those we pray for. God, bring us through everything, not without stripes or scars. We would never ask that, because that's what happened for our Savior. But we would like to participate not only in his suffering and in his death, but Lord, in his resurrected life. Pour resurrection life over this congregation to every heart that opens right now. Dispense your Spirit in every heart. And God, we know that this service is subject to change at the direction of your Holy Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, invest this time with the manifest presence of God Almighty. It's in Jesus' name we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses where we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, this is a time for a few announcements. We, of course, have our regular weekly slate of events. We have a Tuesday noon Bible study. You're invited to participate in at 12:30. 12 o'clock, we eat a sandwich. You can come and join us in the Life Center if you'd like to. Thursday evenings, you're invited out for a time of informal prayer. Someone's always here in the sanctuary to pray on Thursday night. And come as you are, leave when you're ready. But all kinds of postures and words and unspoken words on Thursday night. So, not tomorrow night, but Monday a week, begins the teacher training sessions on Mondays, each Monday in October. Inell DeMontmorency will be leading those, and it's going to be quite a curriculum. And I think it's $25 if you want to get the material that will help you. In other words, she wrote out the notes so you don't have to. And but we'll produce those for you and make those available. There will be snacks and drinks. If you don't want the material, I think it's free, right, Inel? Just please register. Is that correct? But I'd love for you to take part in this and join in the spirit we're trying to stir in our district. We've invited other churches, and we certainly hope that if you have a hope or a thought or potential even of teaching, that you'll come participate and get this valuable material. Jessica?
Tomorrow evening at 6, we have a missions
committee. Okay, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, the missions committee is meeting. Okay?
And that's going to be everyone.
Oh, anybody who wants to come to the missions meeting. Kevin?
So, as soon as the mission meeting, which should be over 6:45, we'll have the final transition committee meeting.
Okay.
I don't believe it's going to take that long.
Okay.
So
following on the heels of the missions meeting at 6:45, 7, will be the transition committee meeting. Very important committee work that has been going on, and looking forward to hearing from that final report. Charles?
The PPRC meeting at 6 o'clock Tuesday. Hopefully the Life Center if you'll let the door bars.
Yeah. So the Pastor Parish Committee meeting will be Tuesday evening at 6 in the Life Center. Very important work needs to be done there as well. Any other announcements? Whew, we've just got all kind of business going on today. All right. Well, if there aren't any other announcements, let's receive the Lord's tithe and our offering. Please stand.
The gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and going out, about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving, if they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I chose to give you this last worker as I give to you. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. The first word, the last word, the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. Let us present our offering. Miss Julia is going to come, and we're going to share a duet with you today. Watch out.
Which one? This one.
I know where I am. Yeah. Do we need Mike to come up?
I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can't take a soul that's sin sick, make it white as the snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend.
you, and your life is out of hand. I know a man who can.
I can't walk
up on these waters or calm the troubled sea, but I know a man who can. I can cause blind eyes to open, make the lame to walk again.
She wants me to tell her to sing this.
No.
I don't know the verses. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you sing those. We don't have that, do we, Becky?
No.
Okay. Something beautiful.
You want me to start it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And hope for life's best were the hopes that I harbor down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, and my castles all crumbled. My fortune turned to loss. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life, and I laid it at the cross. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life.
Something beautiful. Y'all sing with us.
something good. All my confusion He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. But He made something beautiful of my life.
Praise.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Worship doesn't work. got to go with one or the other or have both in separate locations. Point Grove blends its music and its worship for every style present in the room. It's done graciously and it's done without hubris and without demands as people share their love for their particular style, musical style, and worship style. And also a variety of teaching styles and ways people choose to learn. All this is because we're part of God's family, Christ's body, the church. And so what we're doing now on the upward path, we're building together. And that's the title of today's message, Building Together. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. God, what a ride. And you know exactly what we're experiencing. Thank you for this lovely and loving group of people. Thank you that we experience Koinonia together. Come, Holy Spirit. Find every open window, every door, and every heart to fill with your presence as we embark on this next half of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. I promised Joy I wouldn't stand up here and talk a lot. I've been watching something, though. You know, I drove to Gatlinburg twice in 1 week and back just to see if it could be done. It could be done. But what I saw was a marvel that struck me, and I couldn't get enough of it. It was like I found a pearl of great price. I felt like I ought to preach about it, but today's not a real long preaching day, so we put it in 9 pictures in a few short words, and we're done. So, this first picture, anybody know what that is? That's the Blue Ridge Parkway Bridge over I-26. There's nothing wrong with it. It was built in 1968. It could go another 50 years. It's solid as a rock. It goes in a straight line across a curve. The road curves up to it, and then the bridge goes straight across, and then the curve finishes on the other side. Nothing wrong with it at all, except the change is something happening beneath it. 4 lanes are going to 8. Something's got to give. Bridge is in the way. Give us a nice slide. So, that's the beginning of the replacement bridge. That is a pier. And that is the part, beginning of the new bridge. Oddly, out in the middle of the air. The abutment, where it's going to touch the ground, isn't there yet. This is a bridge. It's called a balanced cantilever bridge. It balances itself. You see all those segments? Can you make them out? Each one of those segments in that portion there are 70 tons. They are hoisted by that blue thing on top into place, and then they slide a bolt through it, and they crank those bolts down. It's a bunch of bolts against mating surfaces. It has male and female mating surfaces, so that they interlock, but at least they souse that thing down with epoxy. Believe it or not, the whole thing depends on the epoxy. And there are men inside that bridge. They're in there, tightening the ligaments, they call them. Torsion, keeping tension. All right, go to the next one. This is a segment. So you see the pieces I'm talking about, the mating surfaces, and you see the places for the bolts, and here's some bolts in the bottom. And it's a complete piece of a bridge. All right. 76 pieces. All right, let's get the next one. Here's a segment. Now, that is the abutment segment. It's up there. See it under the blue thing up there? Ready to go into place. That thing will roll to the edge and drop the abutment down where it touches the ground, and they'll nail it all together. All right? But every time they build in one direction, they have to go back and sturdy up, and shore up, and counterbalance the other way. You get it? All right. Here's Joy took this picture. I said, now, snap it now. I don't know how it has to went to sleep, and then I don't even know if it took. that it's touching the ground. And now look, there are only going to be two piers on this bridge. 8 lanes apart. That's one pier. And they literally are building half the bridge out into space. Tightening and keeping the tension as they go. And the men in there crawling and tightening those bolts. And the counterbalance, the blue thing is also a counterbalance. They have to order weights to put on the blue thing. They roll that thing, keep the bridge like this. And you're driving under that thing. Joyce said, speed up! All right, get the next one. All right, so the engine seems to counterbalancing. There's more concrete out there on the other end, the traffic end. And there's the blue thing on this side counterbalancing as they get ready to do the abutment. All right, next. It's not only a bridge on a curve. It's a curved bridge. It's got a 6-degree slope in it. A turning slope. It's going to be a part of the curve instead of a straight line. This sucker is better than the bridge you've been riding on. This is not your grandma's bridge. There ain't nothing wrong with the old bridge.
It's just old.
It's just old. Changes have to be made. What does a bridge do? What does this bridge do? Connects together so that traffic can continue above something, in this case another road. Right? So sometimes in order to keep the traffic going like it always has on the same road, both stop that. Sometimes in order to keep the same traffic going the same place, the same destination, same time, changing nothing about that whatsoever, you have to make changes, significant changes, in the bridge. You have to change, as Kevin says, in order to stay the same. What is the bridge's job? To allow traffic to pass above. Okay. All right, next scroll thing, whatever. All right, here I've put that piece down, and it's anchored the other end. And now giant bolts are through it. And now this thing literally is beginning to be cantilevered across the interstate while traffic goes up. This is being built. This is live. They're not shutting off the traffic. They're building this bridge while all the day's business continues to go. There are men crawling around in that thing, tightening, adjusting, screwing things up and down. All right, one more time. Oh, that was it. Ran out of sermon. So what was I going to say? What's the purpose of the bridge? To allow traffic to continue to cross above. Okay. Nothing changed about the bridge's purpose or mission, but change had to occur in order to continue to serve its purpose. Nothing has changed about the purpose, the goals, and objectives of Walnut Grove Methodist Church. We are the same church and the same congregation. But sometimes, much to your chagrin, you have to continue to change it. At a time when it would be good to stop and catch our breath, find out where everybody disappeared to during COVID, we didn't have an option. We failed. Change was necessary and needed. And so it has occurred. And we'll continue to embrace change. You'll continue to hear words about change. And with God's grace, you're going to continue to do that. But it's important that we build together. Jake, I'm going to assume you have something really good to say. Go ahead, sir. You got to speak loud. Stand up and say it.
The meaning of the bridge community to bring family, churches, and friends together.
What did he say?
The meaning of the bridge is to bring families and
churches and friends
together. Awesome, man. See, he got it. I had like 20 minutes of words here. 5 minutes.
Retreat.
That's right. He'll be preaching soon.
That light, and with that word spells pit.
Well, what we need to do, though, is remember that we build together. And you may get tired, you may become frustrated, or even wounded to a point that you feel you can't continue. It's important to remember to allow God's Spirit to produce the change in you that requires you to continue to go. Because Christ's body is not going to arrive half a body. And we build together. Whether you were here from the beginning, like I can just imagine Emily sitting, if I called on her, she could tell me some of her earliest memories, and they'd be nothing, we wouldn't remember any of that. Or you may be the newest person yet, which those would be the people who join today. We embrace together the work before us. Not to change the mission of the church, but to continue steadfast, dedicated, hard work to change in order to remain the same. For the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. Okay? So that's what we're doing here today. And just like on that, Becky, can you back up a little bit? Go back. Oh, right there. The next piece is sitting there ready to go on. You see it? I say, that's too far. That's too far. They put that on there, the whole thing's probably just going to flip over. And you might say the same thing. You might feel like speaking up, saying, that's too far. One more is too much. One more thing, I've come this far, I'm not going that far. That one piece is going to sink the whole thing. But no, because the people who are doing the work understand how to keep the tension and the balance and keep that bridge moving. And it's going to hang out there over that track for another year while they start on the other side and build this way. Building a curve in the air to meet another curve in the air. A lot of engineering. Now, you think you just had some instructions from IKEA, you could build that bridge with 76 pieces and some drawings, right? No. You know why? Because engineering alone will not build that bridge. Some very skilled builder has to stand out there with transoms and lasers and GPS FEMA doodles. I don't know what I'm talking about. Technically. And they have to see inside themselves the angle, the tensions, the pressure, even the windage. And know that when they get out across the top of that interstate, those two lips will meet and kiss. So it's not just an engineering job. It's a dream of spirit. It's a victory of someone who can see a vision. Can you see a vision for this congregation today? If you ask me to spell it out, I'm not sure I can. I can't tell you exactly where we're going out over there, but I know it ends up connecting and completing where it's supposed to complete. And I continue to ask, continue to encourage, continue to thank you for pressing on. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How long was that? All right. So today, part of our doctrine and our new discipline requires that we all make public profession of faith and that we educate our members in the proper doctrines that we hold as a church. And so that's part B. Part A is that we make a public profession together and make a new beginning as members of Walnut Grove. You may be a youth who's not been through confirmation class, but you've accepted Christ as your Savior. You may be an adult who has, in this room, silently asked for and received God's forgiveness and salvation through surrender and prayer to Him, asking Him to come into your heart. You may be someone whose membership has been here forever. We are going to remember your baptism and restate your membership vows If you are a new couple, family, or individual who has not joined this congregation, but today you want to, you're going to come and take those vows with us as a congregation. And then there are people who have Jesus as a newfound Savior. They've never professed publicly their faith. They might not have been baptized. What else? They've never joined the church. So we're going to do all that right now.
Right now!
And this has been about to blow my brain out. So here's what we're going to do, I think. I'm going to pull my pants up. Hold on a second. I just ordered this thing right here. It's called Cool Life. It's supposed to hold like a saddle on a horse.
Sit
it back. Good, man. It's magnetic. What? They come in camo for about $18. Anymore. Like, I hit things behind me without knowing how on earth I hit it. Anyway, okay. So at the appropriate time, you're going to stand. If you are already a member of the former Walnut Grove United Methodist Church, you'll stand and we will take part in the vows. If you are a new couple to this church, a new family, a new individual, who has professed faith in Christ, has been a church member elsewhere, who want to unite with this congregation, we'll ask you to come down and stand here at the front. Then if there are both, now some of you have expressed interest in baptism in the river or at a pool, and you're going to need to schedule those dates with me so that I can guarantee that we have the witnesses and everyone present to have those baptisms take place. But if you desire to be baptized today, we've got water.
I mean a lot of it.
Because I'm intending to put somebody's head in it. We're going to have baptisms for those people. All this can be done together as one thing. I can't think of anything to do better than to build this new congregation together as a unit. Okay? And if you're just here visiting today, enjoy the show. Should be a lot. Alright, so there you go. So we're going to join in this service together. It can be long. So if you need to sit back down, sit back down. Please try to stand on your feet for the right moments. Alright. Let's just begin. Brothers and sisters, it is a new day. A day filled with expectation for what is to come. And a day to remember how far God has brought us. We acknowledge that in baptism, we are incorporated in the body of Christ, spanning the ages of Christian history from every tribe, language, and nation. As we embark on a new journey, we remember that our faith is ancient and has stood the test of time. I'll ask you to stand. I'll ask new members who want to become new members to come down front. Join me here. Let you see them. That would be, and Sarah, I'm hoping. And Joy is joining today. Joy is joining today.
Yeah.
She's not special. Well, it doesn't matter. Wherever you find a spot. God bless you. Amen. Amen. All right. They don't need a lot of water on them. All right, come on, man. Sure. This is great. This is awesome. I sure am glad I included that in the service. It's all about me. And that's really great. They're still coming. From the top balcony. The today? Come on, Jack, where you at? Oh, there you are. Alright, who needs to be baptized today? Michael? Jake? doing, Dave?
I'm going to take a picture.
Oh. All right, so, okay. Just, you can stand with your, let's see. Yeah, y'all need to stand right here. There you go. All right. You turn this way. Thank God somebody here. All right. All right. All
right. All right.
Woo! Yeah! Okay, so we're all going to take these vows together. I'm going to get back here so I can get to the water. All right. As new members of this congregation of the Global Methodist Church, we renew and we proclaim for our first time and profess the faith of the church that's been handed down to us. Do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and reject the evil powers of this world?
I renounce them.
Do you repent of your sin, turn to Jesus Christ, and confess him as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments?
I do.
Do you accept the responsibility to resist evil, injustice, and oppression by the grace and power of God?
I do.
Will you obediently keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in them all the days of your life by the grace and the power of God?
I will.
Will you support these baptismal candidates in their vows and in the faith and do all in your power to support them in their growth in life in Christ? We will. Let us confess our faith as contained in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Guys, you're invited to either kneel or just come approach and stand. If you want to kneel, you can, but you don't have to. Dad, if you reach up here. I can reach you from here. And anybody, let's have you get some hands laid on these guys. Somebody, some believing people. Come on. Okay. So I'm going to say a prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, when nothing existed but chaos, your Spirit swept across the waters and brought forth life. When the world had fallen into sin, in your mercy you saved Noah and his family through the ark from the destruction of the flood. In the baptism of your well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in the River Jordan, you sanctified the element of water for the mystical washing away of sin. Look mercifully now upon Michael, Jake, and Tommy. Wash and sanctify them through your Holy Spirit, that they may be delivered from destruction and received into Christ's church. Make them steadfast in faith, joyful through hope, and rooted in love, so that they may pass through the waves of this troublesome world and finally come into the land of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray and bless the water. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give our thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good. Give him thanks and praise. We do give you thanks, Almighty and ever-living Father, and we praise you for your infinite goodness and mercy. Above all, we thank you for your most dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. As he hung upon the cross for the forgiveness of sins, From his side flowed both water and blood for the healing and cleansing of the world. After his resurrection, he commanded his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We ask you now to sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit. Grant that these and all of us, being cleansed from our sin and having received the fullness of your grace, may ever remain faithful in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Well, use more than just a little. Okay? Get accused of sprinkling people all the time. Spirit work within Jake all the days of his life to equip him, to name him, to empower him, and appoint him as a representative in the world. And how his life for service in Jesus' name.
I don't like to make it easy.
No, sir. Well, that's okay. Use that towel to go. Tommy, I love you. In the name of the Father. Holy Spirit, baptize Tommy in your presence. Sweep into his life, into every crevice in his space that's formerly inhabited by his slaveholder. Now in his liberty, we pray that you'll set him free from a life of joy and service. Empower him through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Nothing dry, it's okay to dry off.
Pretty good.
I priced a feed trough on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I thought.
Hey, if anybody wants to be baptized in the river, we got North Tyler River right down at the
house. I know, we can have us a good time from now on. All right, thank you, Tommy.
You are. Thank you.
Okay, where are we? Y'all can hang around. Oh, no, you're already there. Right? Okay. It's getting confusing. Let us welcome as newly baptized members Michael, Jake, and Tommy. We welcome you and receive you into the fellowship of the church. We promise to surround you in a community of love and forgiveness as you grow in Christ, so that you may confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in the royal priesthood of all his people to the glory of his name. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as members of this particular expression of the Christian faith, the Global Methodist Church, we recommit ourselves to our Wesleyan heritage in this congregation. Will you live a life of holiness? I commit myself to a life of personal and social holiness going on to Christian perfection. Will you attend to the ordinances of God? I commit myself to remember my baptism and receive Holy Communion regularly and practice the means of grace to keep my faith vibrant and growing. Will you give your life in service to Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit? I commit myself to hold fast to the doctrine, spirit, and discipline of our Wesleyan witness. I will worship passionately in the spirit of our heritage of faith.
I will love extravagantly with the mercy and compassion of Jesus Christ. I will witness boldly, empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Will you be loyal to Christ through long at Grove Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness as Christ's representatives in this world?
I will. I give thanks to God for the foundation that has been laid in the past and look forward to what is to come in this congregation of the Global Methodist Church. I recommit my covenant to faithfully participate in the ministries of this church through my prayers, my presence, my gifts, my service, and my witness.
Let us pray. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praise for you or criticize for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely surrender all things to your glory and service.
Father God, we humbly lay Walnut Grove Methodist Church, the newly formed Global Methodist Church, and the Church Universal at your feet, knowing that it is your church, not ours. Lord Jesus, you said that you would be lifted up and you would draw all people to you. Transform your church into a community that lifts up your name, proclaiming the coming kingdom of God where every tribe, language, and nation will worship before the throne. Fill us with the fire and power of the Holy Spirit to serve you faithfully in this world. May it be so. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone asked. I want to ask Justin and Sarah to come and touch the waters of baptism, remember their baptism, so that they can play music while the rest of us. This is how we remember. We touch the waters. And sometimes you can touch it to your forehead or your chest.
Touch the water like this. Put your hand on it. Touch your chest.
Amen. You're all invited to remember your baptism by coming to the waters and touching.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
this time.
The bridge we're building has no expiration date affixed to it. It's an eternal, eternal bridge. And the ship we're fitting for, to change the analogy, we're fitting it for a long, eternal voyage. And so, while your strength may flag, you have not suffered to the shedding of blood. While you may feel injured or wounded or insulted, you have not suffered a whipping of a lash. And where you've grown weary, you have not been forced to work in the field under a hot sun and an overseer. So consider the task that God lays before each of us in the months and weeks ahead as we investigate God's calling in each one of your lives to find out just how we can best serve. Now, this is not a luxury cruise. This is a battleship, and it's all hands on deck. We will see the kingdom come. Our final hymn is 545, and then we'll have the blessing, and then we're going to eat. Church is one foundation.
Church is my foundation. It's Jesus Christ.
upon our continued fellowship, that you would be highlighted, exalted as host and guest of honor. Bless the food to our bodies, and us to your service, in Jesus' name.